So what'd you say, KB? We got Chad? Okay, well, let's go to that VIP line then. You know him, you love him. Chad Brown, ladies and gentlemen here. Chad, good evening. Let's talk a little wild card football, huh, man? I was not a fan of the expanded playoffs, but I love the triple header on Saturday, and I love the first game on Sunday, and then the Steelers sucked, and I hated life. But anyway, I like the new format, man. What do you think of it?
You know, there are worse things than more football. Let's be clear about that. So to have six games on wild card weekend, I think most people would agree with you. You know, clearly there were some teams that were prepared and some teams that weren't. And I think if this format goes forward with the additional team in each conference being in the wild card round, you know, we will continue to see some mismatched games. But again, you know, I don't think anyone outside of the Steelers fans are complaining about, you know, hey, let's have more football wild card weekend.
Well, Chad, do you think this format itself has really helped the Broncos' chances of kind of getting in the playoffs and being productive, whether it's 2021 or 2022?
Well, you know, obviously to get a guaranteed spot in the playoffs, you got to win your division. Oh, yeah, the Denver Broncos play in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all those weapons that the Chiefs have. So for the Broncos to now look at that wild card spot and recognize there's another wild card option for them out there, I think that does give them some hope. And it's more than just the players in the locker room. When you are building a team and the Broncos are going to be bringing in a new general manager, the first thing that the general manager wants to do is find a way to compete and win his division. But if you look around the rest of the AFC and you say, well, you know, maybe we can't beat the Chiefs twice every season and find a way to win this division, but if we can be better than, say, Cleveland, or we can be better than Baltimore or Pittsburgh and some of these other possible AFC wildcard teams, we can still guarantee ourselves a playoff spot. So instead of just being on a all-out pursuit to beat the Chiefs, the pursuit changes to let's just be good enough to be a wild card team and get ourselves into the tournament.
How things have changed for the mighty, once mighty, Denver Broncos. Chad Brown, of course, friend of the show. And, of course, 104 Through the Fans, Chad Brown, joins us, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Chad, does John Elway need to change the way he does business? A little bit here. Because we know John played hardball with Peyton Manning, okay? You know, didn't sign Justin Simmons. Like, he has that number. He plays hardball. With this George Payton thing, right? Their number one GM target, whatever is whatever. Don't they kind of need to throw a little extra money at him? Because the Broncos aren't as fancy, perhaps, as they used to be.
Yeah, I think for whoever becomes a general manager here, if they are going after an experienced guy, what do the Broncos have to offer other than potentially being willing to pay more money? Is your quarterback situation solidified? No.
Nope.
You know, is ownership situation solidified? No. Do you have a guy above you who's going to let you go out and do your job? Most likely not. So it's going to come down to dollars and cents more than any of those other factors. So many of the teams that are looking for general managers have those already checked off boxes. The Broncos do not.
So we know the dinner is taking place right now, and there's a lot of questions that took place in the first Zoom interview, and they are probably undergoing more questions now. The biggest question that you figure that the next GM will have to answer is what, and then with that question, what's the solution to it?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, obviously, was that your piece, Cecil, with the three biggest questions for the Broncos and the GM?
Yeah, thank you. 104throughthefan.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Chad Brown occasionally reads things. I may have to just, you know, literally piggyback off of Cecil, not because I want to be a beat buyer and a dope style taker, but because he was right. You know, what do you do with Von Miller, that $26 million cap hit? And how do you create a competitive situation at the quarterback position for Drew Locke that, number one, doesn't stunt his growth, or number two, doesn't you know, enable him to move forward? I think you want to bring a veteran guy in who will compete for the spot, but also will recognize if the choice comes down to Drew Locke, that it is my job to also mentor him. So those couple of checkboxes, I think, need to be handled almost immediately for this team to move forward and this team to have some confidence in that locker room. If you have the Bob Miller, you know, question mark hanging over the offseason, that's not a good way to go. You got to get this handled early so you can figure out your cap situation, right, and you can go after other potential free agents. And then it also could affect you in the draft. If Von Miller is going to be coming back under a reduced salary, then if this is the model that you want with two good edge guys, then, you know, you're not going to probably pick up one in free agency. You're going to go after it in the draft if that's where the Broncos and then how the draft falls. So all those questions need to be handled particularly early by this GM when he comes in.
It's 104.3 The Fan's Chad Brown joining us, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Put us in the room. As someone, and Brian on the text line always reminds me that John Elway winked at you during a game because he knew your blitz or your chain. Brian just likes to tweet about you and John Elway. But anyway, put us in the room with John Elway. And just kind of, you know, maybe some of the questions, some of the expectations. I've often said this. There are a couple of guys that if you're in a room full of athletes, right, and I've been at some Super Bowl parties where, you know, and there's Eric Dickerson and there's Reggie Wayne and there's Von Miller, right, all this stuff. But if a John Elway or a Michael Jordan walks in a room, that changes things, right? It's just a different level for guys like Michael Jordan. And I've been told by pro athletes that John Elway's like that as well. So put us in that room. If you're interviewing with the Denver Broncos, what's that like being opposite of John Elway?
Man, I just imagine, you know, it's a little bit intimidating at first, just because John Elway's not just John Elway. John Elway is the internationally known face of the Denver Broncos. When anybody across the globe thinks of the Denver Broncos, they think of John Elway first. So you're doing more than just interviewing with your potential new boss. You are interviewing for the most important face and figure in Bronco history. And now you want to find a way to replace this guy and be in his shoes. So that's a bit of a daunting task, I think, for anybody to recognize that situation. But once it comes down to John Elway asking questions, I think it always is going to come down to philosophy. It's always so difficult to define, you know, hypothetical decisions, specific decisions. But when we start talking about philosophy, I think you want a marriage of philosophy. Not necessarily we're always in lockstep, because I think disagreement is good within organizations. I think there needs to be healthy conversation. But the philosophy, what is your philosophy about the draft? What is your philosophy about free agency? When you build the roster, how often do you look to turn over those bottom five guys on the roster? You want to keep those guys around all year? Or are you constantly churning through those guys to create a little bit of unease in the locker room, a little bit of discomfort in the locker room, and also giving the locker room the notice that we're going to always trying to find a way to improve this team? So whether you're the bottom five guy or, you know, a top 10 guy, if we find somebody better, we're going to bring them in. So those kind of philosophical discussions, I think, are what's happening right now between John Elway and anybody he's bringing in as a potential GM.
All right, Chad, let's have a little fun. You're in that room, and you're having dinner, and you're at a steak place, right? And seldom do we find ourselves in a position where someone else is footing the bill for our dinner. So if you were George Payton, what are you ordering on off the menu? And they said, we're at a steak place. Are you going Kobe beef, Wagyu beef, you know, porterhouse, T-bone? What are you going to order?
Well, you know, Wagyu beef is typically going to be the highest end, you know, entree you can get at a steak place. So, yeah, if they got some Japanese A5 Wagyu beef, man, I'm going to order that. Heck yeah. I'm going to get that done as chef thinks it is the best way to serve it. Now, as far as the alcohol, I don't think you go too heavy on the alcohol in that kind of a meeting. You make a choice, maybe some very classy scotch or something like that, that denotes that you are a man of class and
you got some
experience around the bar. You're not just going to settle for some kind of Mai Tai or some crappy thing like that. But you don't go too crazy and have two or three of them. It's not a drinking contest.
Right.
It's still an interview. But it's just an opportunity to show that you are a worldly man. You are well-rounded. You have tasted the finest of beefs. And you have enjoyed the finest of scotches. And I can certainly hang with you, John Elway, in this regard.
Mm. 104 through the fans, Chad Brown, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Chad, as always, great insight, brother. Always fun talking to you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you guys, take it easy, and Cecil, keep writing the good pieces, man.
I will do that. 104.3thefan.com. Look at that, Chad Brown. Chad Brown, give me that love.
Yes.
Hey, Ferguson, where's my love? Where's my love? All you do is you make fun. You say I can't dunk. You say I can't jump over a car. Now, in the day, not today.
What?
You're saying, I got the.
I didn't say that.
I'm wearing the short shorts. Like, what?
No, listen, I didn't say anything about any shorts, first and foremost. And all I said is that I haven't seen proof of you dunking. I didn't say that you couldn't dunk, right?
I just said
I need proof.
I sent you a picture. It was close enough.
That's not a dunk.
You were close enough.
No, you were grabbing a rebound
a few times.
That's not
a dunk.
I was skying.
No.
I know everybody in that picture is pasty, but
wait a minute. You were jumping up for a rebound.
Yeah.
You were not dunking. You were saying skying like you were coming from, you know, the stripe, you know, dunking with one hand behind your back or something like that. No, you were grabbing a rebound. And truth be told, Sisu, you talked about my fingers.
Yeah.
So yeah. No one else knows that because they haven't seen my hand because I usually keep it in my pocket.
Well, I didn't notice it until you started pointing around at me. I was like, which direction is he pointing?
See?
Where's he going?
See, KB, he's doing it again.
This is why, Nick, you're never one to point fingers.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, I needed this. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being you. Thank all of our great listeners out there. Thanks, Chad Brown. 104 through the van. I don't even know where to go with that, except I will rip off my dear friend Sandy Clough. You're listening to The Fan.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.